Today's daf is daf Samach, brought to you mipin Chomot Yerushalayim, and unfortunately we're still holding back on Nun Tet Amud Bet. So let us sort of catch up to where we had got up the sugya that we were talking about. So yesterday we were in the middle of the second lashon of Rav Papa. Good heavens, we really ended too early. We were in the middle of the second lashon of Rav Papa. And the question over there was, when the Braita told us that you do not have a choice of if you're making an Eir for a whole city, it's got to be for the whole city when it was an Eir Shel Yachid, or forget it. You've got to do a normal, each one of the Mavaot has an Eir for itself, and that's all. But you cannot simply take an Eir Shel Yachid that was not Seicher Rabim and choose to do some of it with a joint Eir, some of it without a joint Eir. That you cannot do. So came along yesterday with Papa to say that that was only in his first lashon. That's only if you're trying to split the city in two lengthwise, along the length of the Rishat Rabim, which means that everybody's going to be using the same areas. Obviously, they're going to aser on each other. But widthwise, where you have each area with a separate door, meaning a separate gate going out of town, that you could do. And he suggested that that was true even like Rabbi Akiva, who had said that in a case where you have a chotzer, lifnim chotzer, that the inner chotzer is allowed to be ma'arif for itself, but the outer chotzer won't help to be ma'arif for themselves, because the inner chotzer, even though it's a regular, it's muteret b'makoma, is going to aser shalom b'makoma, and it has no choice but to go through the outer chotzer. However, in this case, they do have a choice, because since there is a gate in their own direction, it's not similar to Rabbi Akiva's case, even though theoretically, you can still go out, you're going to mix, and even actually you're going to go out and you're going to mix. But since theoretically you go out the other door, so that even Rabbi Akiva would be made. That was the first Lashon Rav Papa. The second Lashon Rav Papa was the exact opposite. Do not make the mistake, according to the second Lashon Rav Papa. Do not make the mistake that what we say, you have no choice but to do the whole thing, or you got to forget the whole thing, and each one has to do their own. Don't think that that only means where you're attempting to do the Erev lengthwise separately, even widthwise. And don't think that that is only like Rabbi Akiva, who's makbid on a regal that's b'teret b'makoma, because over there, in the case of the only reason that the Rabbanan argued in the case with Rabbi Akiva, in the case of a chotzer inside of a chotzer, is because that chotzer could theoretically, according to Rashi, actually seal themselves off by closing the door. Mashenken over here, there's no way to close the door. And therefore, even the Rabbanan would be made that the people that live on one part of the city, because they're using the main street, are going to answer the people in the other part of the city, and vice versa. And therefore, there's nothing to do about it. So that's where we got up to yesterday. Asks the Gemara today, well, if this is the case, then this brings us up to about three lines down from the middle of the page. So, Maishna de lechatza in delo. Why is it that the Mishnah says you can't the Braita says you can't do it halfway? You've got to do the whole thing, or you've got to do every mavoi. It's got to be, in other words, lechatza in, obviously, is because each part is going to answer on the other part. And I don't understand. If you're going to do each mavoi, and we're talking about an Eir Shel Yachid, which means that this used to be a place of togetherness. It was a commune, essentially, where everybody was sharing. So now you're going to say, okay, but we have no choice. We need to make our Mavot separate because now we've become a bigger city and we've grown up. We no longer have our kibbutz dining room. So if that's the case, since they're used to walking into each other's territory, why won't each Mavoi aser on the other Mavoi anyway? Because everybody's walking around freely. In which case, what good will it do to make a shituf in a particular Mavoi? So Mavoi, nami asri adari. Answers the Gemara, hocha b'mayaskinan, kagon da ovud daka. It's talking about over here that each one of these Mavoot indeed have to make a symbolic daka. Now, what exactly a daka is? Rashi, in some places, says a daka is a little petach. In other places, he says a daka is a machitza. In other places, he says daka is a door. And the reason that he has all of these different approaches is because a daka isn't really anything. In other words, Rashi, who talks about a daka being a petach, but it's a petach that's only four tefachim high. Who's it? What is it, for the cats? What exactly is four tefachim high supposed to mean? Obviously, the point of the daka is to be a symbol and not to be real. It's not meant to be used in any way. It's because of this, when Tosa suggested it's a mechitza for Tvachim Ayin, the Marshal goes wild and says, it must be a Girsa mistake. There was probably a Yud with a long lace, and somebody thought that it was Dalit and left it as a Dalit. Who ever heard of a mechitza that is less than 10 Tvachim? There's no such mechitza. However, the other Mefarshim say, no, that's the point. We're not talking about a mechitza that should have the din of a mechitza. The Marshal says, we're going to be mechitza, kol asforim. All the various Shasim have Dalit in Tosa. You're going to tell me it's got to say Yud. The point is that we see throughout that the daka is not meant to be taken seriously as a din of mechitza. It's a symbol. What is its symbol? That I am not part of the rest of this. So it's like you're locking yourself out of the city symbolically. Meaning I want to maintain my privacy. Once that's true, then they won't answer one on the other. So that little daka is like a no trespassing sign, basically. So I don't want us to be one big happy family. In that case, it's not considered to be people just walking freely into your rishus, and therefore diurim that are going to aser one on the other. And that's what it's talking about. So here, each one of these mevaot puts up a daka, because of that, nobody asers on anybody else. V'chiyada amar avidi baradar amar avchista, echad mibnei mavui, sha'asa daka lepitcho, eno asur al b'nei mavui. The same thing is true inside of the mavui itself. Where normally, if you do not include your chatzar in the Shituf HaMivo'ot, it's the same as a house, not including his house, in an Eruv Chatzerot. Nobody is allowed to carry. However, if you put a daka in front of your door of your Chatzer, then it's not a problem, because you're saying, look, I don't want to be really part of one big happy family. I'm not going to be walking out into your area. You leave me alone, and we'll all be happy. In which case, you were misalik yourself from them, and therefore they have a right to make their own Shituf Mivo'ot. And you are essentially saying that you're not part of it. Mashenkin, if you would have left yourself open to be part of it, but hadn't participated in the Shituf, then you would have ruined the Shituf. Here it's the same idea. The Mishnah had made a very important distinction between a Nir Shel Yachid that has grown into Shel Rabim, and over there the halach is you do not require a shiur. You don't need to leave out anything from an Eruv that would include the entire city without requiring all of the general tikkunim on each one of the mevaot for themselves. Or another case where it starts off of Rabin, and then it became Shel Yachid, or remained Shel Rabin, or over there, you're not allowed to be Ma'arev the entire city unless there is something left out. And this was in order Shelo Tishakach, the entire concept of carrying, which often happens in places where there's an Eruv and nobody remembers that there's even other kids grow up without ever having heard that there's an Isser of Haitzah. Because of that, they made a takana that we need a shiur. And we spoke about cases where that wouldn't be the case. For instance, if there's no Rishut HaRabim that goes through the city from one end to the other, and it only has one petach, so then, since there's not a real Rishut HaRabim, over there you can be Ma'arevet Kula. Now, we're going to get today to places, distinctions, where possibly, in other words, we could have two situations where the same result would take place. Somebody could make an Erev in an entire city, but he's got to know whether the minig of making that Erev for the entire city was because there was only one petach, or because it was originally an ear Shel Yachid. So let us start today. Okay, now continue the mission. So if, outside the Baita, if it was Shel Rabim, and it remains an ear Shel Rabim, and then we said, if it only has one petach, you'd be Ma'arev et Kula, but if not, then you're obviously going to need a shiur. Now, what happened is, and insert here the introduction I gave earlier, because I thought this is where we were up to. So, Aitasha Rabin v'Shel Rabin. So Rabbi Zeira had the job of making an Eruv for a little town, which was Devei Rav Chista and Rapia. And that's what he did. So he was Arav Alamata Devei Rav Chia, and he went ahead and Lo Shavak Lo Shiur. Now, he did not leave anything out of his Eruv. Now, obviously, there's a problem there if it was not an Ir Shel Yachid, because an Ir Shel Rabim that was initially an Ir Shel Rabim absolutely cannot have a kosher Erev unless you keep the special Takanat Rabbanan to leave out one area where people know they can't carry. So Abaye asked him, gosh, what are you thinking? Why did you do that? My time of an Marach. Oh, my life. Well, I spoke to the elders of the town, and they told me that Reb Chiya Bar Ashi, when he was alive, he was Ma'ar of the entire town. So I figured, the only explanation of that is that it was, in fact, originally an Ir Shel Yachid, which was Na'aseh Sherabim, And therefore, I just did the same thing, because you don't need a shiur if it was originally an Irsha Yachid, because people remind each other, oh, the good old days when we were a little town, you know, now we got to be careful, Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to carry, and then it's a good thing we still don't have a Rosh Hashanah Gomer here. Or Marley tells him, Abaya, you think that that's the reason? I spoke to the same people you did, and I asked them what the reason. All very nice to jump to conclusions. Lididi Omer Lehanu Sabi, the same people told me that it used to be that in this town, there was an enormous garbage dump on the other side of the town, which meant that we were left with only one gate. Nobody would go through that gate and climb over the garbage. That was the Shar Ashbot. So therefore, Ani Ashba Havile Bechad Gisa, in which case, this was not an Irsha Yachid. The reason it was Ma'ariv at Kula was because of the other halacha, that an Irsha Rabim that only has one door, one gate, is also considered to be allowed to have one Eruv, because it doesn't have Rishon Rabim. It's not doing the Digle Midbar, as we said yesterday. However, unfortunately, you may note that there is no longer a garbage dump there. And Hashta Difanya Leila Ashba, now that they've moved the garbage dump, it is now a regular Ir Sharabim, which has Shnei Petachim, and now it would be Aser, and you're trying to be Mater with an Eruv without a Shear. Whoops. I'm like, oh well, can't win them all. Lava daitoy. I was not concentrating as much as I should have. Boy, mine revami barada harpana mirab. I got a question. We're talking about the difference between a gated city where there is an opening of a shar on either side. How about if there's an opening on one side and then there is a stairway on the other side? So you can get out of the town, but you can't go straight along the street. You've got to go up a ramp or a stairway in order to come down on the other side. What's the din? If there's a sulam mikan v'petach mikan mal. Omar Leis Rabami Barada said, look, I could tell you that Raf said that a sulam is the same as a door, and therefore it's a sha'ar, and it's tarat petach alav, and this is a town that has two gates. Because of that, you're going to have a shiur. Rav Nachman overheard this, and he said, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Omar Leis Rav Nachman Latat Situle, don't listen to him. I can tell you that Ravada quoted Rav as saying something very different indeed, and that a sulam is actually Torat Petach Alav v'Torat Mechitza Alav. A sulam can be treated in different ways depending on how you want to treat it. So you can determine, and always you can use your sulam lakula. If you want to say, well, it's not really a gate, it's a ladder, so it's a mechitza. If you want, and we'll see where you would want that, if you want to use it as a petach, you can. You could say, well, this is the way in and out. So because of that, it's really up to you. And what do I mean, said Rav? It's a Torat Mechitza Alav, as we've said over here, Kidei Amoran, and therefore this town does not require a shiur because it only has one gate. But it's also, if you so desire, a Torat Petach. And what would that mean? If you have two chatzerot, one next to the other, if they have a wall that is open more than 10 amot, they have no choice. They're considered to be one large chatzar, and they're going to need an eruv of one with the other. But if you have a door, so then you have your choice. If you have a petach, when I say a door, I mean a petach, doesn't have to be closed. So you have a petach, then it's up to them. They have the right, each one, to keep their own eruv and stay out of everybody else's place and not carry into the other chatzar. Or if they wish, they can make through that petach an eruv of both chatzirot together. This sulam can be treated as that petach. And therefore, if they wish to make one eruv, they can. If they wish to have separate eruvim, they can. So where do we say this? Petach alav b'sulam shebein shtei chatzirot. And we apply there the din of ratzu echad ma'ariv. If they so desire, they can have one eruv. Ratzu shnayim ma'arivim. As the Gemara, did Reb Nachman indeed say that you can rely on a sulam to be a mechitza, lekula, and therefore view this city as not requiring a shiur? The owner of Nachman Amar Shmuel, in a case we have Anche Chatzer, the Anche Mirpeset. Now this is referring to Bote Ungari. Anybody who's been in Bote Ungari or Bote Vorsha knows how it's shaped over there. What you have is a lower Chatzer. So let's say you'll have 20 houses opening into that middle area, which was the way they built in Yerushalayim. But they also have a second story. But the second story, each one of the units is a separate home. There is a long porch that goes along the upper area to which each home opens, which means that the upper area, the mirpeset, that porch that goes along, is its own chatzer. The problem is, there's no way out of that mirpeset except down a ladder, meaning a stairway, which we call a sulam, down a stairway that goes into the lower chatzar, and from there you go out the door, but you have no direct access to the street from the merpes. Now, in that case, if they forgot to make an eruv one with the other, velo eruvu, each one made their own separate eruv. Now, here's a case where you've got a sulam, right? What should be the halakha according to what we just said? Well, if I want to view the sulam as a petach, I can. Okay, so if you want to view it as a petach, you can. Means that the people on the merpeset can carry with each other, and the people downstairs can carry with each other. And yet it says, only im yesh lefanea daka arba'a eino oseret. Only if there is this little door, which is symbolic, at the bottom of the ladder, which makes it clear that the top people and the bottom people are not meant to be mu'urav one with the other. We're not going to be using your area. Only then do they not ask on each other. But if not, the upper people, because they have to go through the lower one, are considered to be oseret. And therefore they all become now requiring one eruv. But according to you, you didn't need a daka. You said that I can view a sulam as an actual petach that is up to me. And here we're saying that you can't. Oh, yes, that's true. But Achumayaskin, and the case over there was that the merpeset was not 10 tfachim high. So basically what you had over here were basement units. So this would not be an Eretz Yisrael. This is Lakewood. So you have basement units with windows that are underneath the merpeset that's sticking out above you, which somehow over there people actually live that way. I've actually seen these awful homes. The upper chatzar is raised, but raised less than 10 tfachim from the ground. And because of that, there's no possible way to say that they're not part of the lower area because they're not connected. They're not separated in any way. They're connected. I don't get it, says the Gemara. But if the merpeset is not asura, what good is the daka? I mean, that's ridiculous. You put a daka up somewhere where everything is all one rishus. You're saying, this daka does stand for the fact that it doesn't stand for anything. It's a ridiculous baby door for a cat that isn't even going to bother walking through it. I don't understand what you're saying. So my kikavi daka my avi, what good is a daka in those circumstances? No, you don't understand. The story is like this. The merpeset has a railing. However, the railing is open in one area, and it's a large, it's ad eser amot. And over there, if you have a daka, so then what you're saying is that this is viewed as a doorway, and we're separate from everybody else. But if you don't have a daka, so then what you have is a completely open. The sulam makes absolutely no difference here. It would be no different than having something that was that open, porutz, basically, between one chatzar and another chatzar. If you have a pirza of that side, between one chatzar and another chatzar, you can't be misalik one from the other. So therefore, in this case, since you don't have ten tefachim, it's only the daka along that length that allows you to separate it out. Otherwise, you can't. Om Rav Yudan Meshmuel. I got another thing. You should know, we've been talking about sulamot, right? Now, how about if the entire wall is covered with sulamot on both ends? You have a kotel shiritz safo b'sulamot, a beautiful ladders all along the wall on both ends. You climb up and climb down wherever you are. Afilu b'yeter mi'eser torat mechitzalav. I don't care if it's wider than 10 amot. It's still considered to be a mechitza, and you do not have a problem with the fact that what are you going to say? There's no wall over here at all. It's all completely open. Is that true? And the halacha is over there that if you want to, you can be ma'arif with one, and if you want to, you can be ma'arif with two. In other words, he's supporting, even if it's a tzafo b'sulamot, the halacha, that you can go l'kula. Romi Lever Brunel Reviewed of Amar Tzarta, Devei Rav Chanina. There they were in the wine press of Rav Chanina, and Rav Bruno points out a contradiction to Reviewed. Did Shmuel say that you can view this as a mechitza, like Rav Yehuda you just quoted? The Omer of Nachman, Omer Shmuel, and he asked him the same question, because he didn't hear the story of what the Anshei Merpeset were. It says, obviously, he has exactly the same question that we just had. Anshei Merpeset v'Anshei Chatzer Sheshachu V'lo Revu, Im Yesh Lefanei Adaka Arba'ayna Oseret V'Lav Oseret. So, I mean, you see that if you've got, obviously, there's a staircase, which is the case of the Sulam, and it says over there that without a daka, it cannot be a mechitza. So you have right here in Reb Nachman Shmuel to your Shmuel. And he told him, it's talking about the same answer. at Gavoa Asara. What good is the dakam? Sekiyavi dakam ayavi. And he explained to him the same answer that we said before. B'megufefet ad eser amot. Tekiva David daka istaluki istalak mihacha. Nahanu b'nei kakunoi, the otel kamed Rav Yosef. People from the town of Kakunya came to Rav Yosef and they said, look, we need an expert in Erevin. Send us somebody that we can trust to make an error for our time. Havlan gavra de la arevan matyam. So Rav Yosef says to Abai, look, this is all I need, is to have these people coming along now with scandals about the Erev. That's what always happens. I'm not getting involved in this. You go out there, and you darn well better do a good job. I don't want these guys coming in here and suing me. So zil arev lo, you go make the Erev, and you better make darn sure chazid lo mitzav chalab b'pei medrasha. I don't want a contingent of these guys coming in and telling me everything that you did wrong or how it is that you messed up their city. What could be so complicated about making an Erev, for heaven's sakes? Oh, the naivety of youth. Anyway, Ozal, so he goes to Kakunya, and it looks pretty straightforward. He sees that there are these homes, they're facing the river that runs along the town, and they do not have doors going into town. So he says to himself, a perfect solution to the shiur. We'll leave these guys out. I'll make an error for the rest of the city. These guys, anyway, they face the river. They use river boats. They don't go through town. So that's perfect. I got my shiur. People know they can't carry in that direction. And everybody else can have one nice, big, happy Erev. And I will be yotzei everything. I won't have to bother anybody. Nobody is going to have to make any changes. We don't have to build anything.
Perfect. The river.
An Eruv is not a string and a wall. We're talking about the Eruv that allows people to carry. It's food. As we started this sugya, do not confuse our modern use, misuse of the word Eruv for strings. We're talking about that whatever it was already covered. The houses were all linked together. It was walled. Whatever it is. That wasn't his problem. His problem was how to be matir carrying from one chutzer to another, mavoi, from a mavoi to the street. So he made one big error for everybody, he figures, because he can leave out those towns, and those river area.
Little did he know.
No, and then he figured out before he made a mistake. What a Amar, that was close. Because what is the Lashon in the Mishnah that says that you have to leave something out? The Lashon Mishnah is Ein Ma'arvinet Kula. You can't make an error for the whole town, right? But does that not imply that theoretically you could have made an error for the whole town, except that you don't? But these houses I couldn't have made as part of the Erev anyway because they didn't have a door facing the town. They only face the river, and they get around on their little boats. Very romantic kind of place, sounds like, you know. That is until you notice all the dirt in the river, but okay. Anyway, so since it says, Ima Arvinet Kulatznan, does that not imply, Mechlal, that at least Iboile Ruvi, if you'd wanted to include them in the Erev, you could have. Well, I guess what I'm going to have to do is give them an order to tear down some of their wall and put in windows large enough, so they would have to be arbal arba, that I'll make these cave, these windows, so that at least that opens up the possibility that had I wanted to make an Erev, I could make an Erev, and then I won't make an Erev. So then they will be the shiur for the rest of the town, and I guess they're not going to be too happy about the fact that we got to, you know, knock down a little bit of their wall. But what can you do? So Yavilu Kavi di Boile Ruvi Derechala. Not Mutsuma Harve that they could have theoretically made an error. He was about to give the construction order when he says, wait a minute, I don't need to do that. Oh boy. Because after all, Rabba Bar Avua was responsible for making an error in Bechuza. And he made an error for the whole area of Bechuza. And not the whole town, but neighborhood. So Mechuzah was made with these little neighborhoods. Each one of these little neighborhoods, they were housing developments. Each one of them had Mivo'ot, Chatzerot, and a central street. And he used every neighborhood to be a complete Erev without going through the various Mivo'ot or the Chatzerot, and treated each neighborhood as a town. Now, why did he treat each neighborhood as a town? Where was the Shiur, since these were public areas? It was a near Shul, now Shul Rabim. It started off Shul Rabim, at least. This was because he relied on the fact that there were period de Beit Turei between each one of these neighborhoods. I mean, why didn't he make the whole town one big Erev? There were, between each one of these neighborhoods, it was an agricultural community, and they had these ditches that they had dug between the neighborhoods in which they would fill up with all of the food stuff that wasn't going to be used by humans. They threw trash, not organic stuff in there, particularly in that area, of course, their main food was dates, and they would throw the pits of the dates, which the Shvarim would then go, and they were wandering out, and they would eat it. But because they had these trenches, essentially, between the neighborhoods, he couldn't make one heir for the whole town, because there was no way, these were like mechitzas between the different neighborhoods, but he kept each neighborhood. Now, must be that he viewed each neighborhood as shiur for the other neighborhood. Because since every neighborhood knew, we're only allowed to carry a year, but we can't go and carry into the next neighborhood, that is obviously a way that everybody's going to remember the Torah Teiruv, right? Now, the point is that he relied on that, v'afal gav, the iboy l'ruvi b'adadari lo matzima arvei b'adadari. There would have been no way, even if they had wanted to make an Eruv with one another, because they had the mechitzah of the trenches between them. And therefore, apparently, my diuk was wrong. You can rely on a shiur that works, because people will remember. It has nothing to do with the theoretical capability of being ma'arif. Thank God I didn't make those windows. That's all I would have needed. All right, I'm going to go make the Eruv. Uh-oh. Then he remembers, wait a minute. That's not really similar to my case. Because, lo dami, they actually could have made one Eruv together. And how is that? Because I boile ruve derech gagot, and there finally lomar. Gee, now we got problems. The neighborhoods over there all were surrounded by these porches that actually went over the trenches and met up with porches from the other neighborhood. So if they had wanted to make one big happy family out of it, they could have, through the upper story, which jutted out. So maybe that's what he was relying on. Uh-oh, looks like I got to make those windows. Ay, ay, ay. So he's about to present the engineering report. Navdin and Kafi, as he's about to hand out the tickets demanding that everybody makes a hole in the wall to make their Kafi, he says, wait a minute. I don't really need those windows. Kafi nami lo boy, I don't need the windows. Because now I remember, Da'ahu beitivna, da'avile lamar bar pumpadita, mi pumpadita. Perfect name for living in Pumpadita. I mean, you know, nobody will ever forget where you come from. And he used to own this place that was right outside of town, which was a storage shed, where they had a few people see later on that we don't paska, that you need kiir chadasha, which meant that you would have had 50 people living there. We don't even need that, as we'll see. And he made that the shiur of Pumpadita, even though it was out of town, and we wouldn't have been able to really be ma'arif. So again, it seems clear that la halacha, as long as people remember, hey, you're not allowed to carry out there, then that's enough, and that's all that is required. And I would not, therefore, require a technical shiur that could have been ma'arif. Saved by the bell, my God. Can you imagine if I had presented that engineering report? They would have torn down the walls, built the windows, and somebody would have come into town. Who told you to do that? Oh, God. Oh, my, that's what Rebbe meant when he said, you better make sure the lo mitzafkala b'bei medrasha. Oh, boy, was I innocent. Okay. Ela imken hazachutzala ki'ir chadasha, and you got to make it like New Square. You got to leave that out. Tanya, I'm Rebbe Yehuda. There was one small city, and it's mentioned in Sefer Yoshua, in the area of Yehuda, and it was called Newtown, Chadashashma. And it had a Chamishim Diurim, Anashim Nashim Vata, very small town, and that was the town that was used as a model that the Chachamim used, Ve'yayta Shiur, and it was the Shiur of a larger city nearby. But what about the town of Chadasha itself, Mao? Does it require a Shiur, or is it so small that everybody knows? I don't understand. What are you saying? If Chadasha is a shiur for the other town, then the other town is certainly a shiur for Chadasha. In other words, if they know they can't carry into the city for which they serve as the shiur, so it works in both directions, doesn't it? So then isn't the other town Bidol and Avi? Avi shiur l'ktana? Yes, that wasn't my question. My question was that in a case where a town has been reduced in size and it's already lost its post office, you know, it's got only 50 people left now. So it might have been Sherabim, but I mean, at this point, there's almost nobody there. It really is one big happy family.
It doesn't constitute a town, though.
What does that mean?
I mean, there's an accounting of how many people there is in order to.
Yeah. No, but yeah, but that's not Megabi the Dinam of Erev. That's Megabi. They do talk about this question, Megabi, that are they Mechuyev to build a Beit HaKnesset on all these things? It doesn't mean that it includes Nashim V'taf. It doesn't mean that even if it wouldn't have a minion and so on. But okay, but it certainly doesn't require the whole Sanhedrin. That was Megabi the Din of how long does it need to have a Sanhedrin Ketana. But anyway, getting back to this. So my question is there a point at which you no longer have to worry about people forgetting about Torah Seder because it's a small place that there's nowhere to go. I mean, at the moment that they would go anywhere, they know they can't carry. So who's going to, like, forget Torah Seder in a place that's one block, you know? So I'm asking, Ke'en Chadasha, Ma? Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda argue about that. One says boy shiur, and one says at that size already they weren't mechayev shiur. Well, boy shiur. Okay, but then Rabbi Shimon Paskin that you don't even need the size of the Tanur Chadasha, even shalosh chatzirot with two houses in each chatzir is sufficient. Omer Chamar Bar Guri Omer Rav Halacha Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yitzchak says, nah, you don't even need that. Even if it was a bayit echad. Or chotzer, what do you mean a chotzer without a bayit? What is a chotzer? A chotzer doesn't do anything. The din of shiur is a din in diurin, not in place. So what good is a chotzer for a shiur? It's akadaita. No, I mean, one bayit in one chotzer would be enough. Oh, my, a bayit of Yosef. Where did he get that from, Rabbi Yitzchak? Was that like a svara that anything at all is a shiur? Or was he makabel that from his Rebbe, Gemara? Because I don't understand the svara. Oh, I'm like, well, what do you care? You know, I mean, does it matter? We already passed like Reb Shimon. We passed like Reb Shimon. We need shalosh chatzeros with two batim. I mean, who cares? What do you mean, who cares? Gemara Gomer's Muratatay. What is this, a pop tune that we're singing over here? I mean, wait, somebody's telling you something. It's there for a reason. You're meant to try to understand what the logic is and the nature of shiur. And you're telling me, like, what about an amara? Hey, who cares? We don't paskin that way. That's the only purpose of Torah is paskining. I mean, we're meant to understand what it means. Yes.
Dr. Heineken Mishnah.
Mishayab Mizrach. Now we have a guy who is in the east of town and the sun sets. And he had previously told his son, make me an Erev to the west side. Now, or vice versa, obviously. He's outside of town on the west side. He told his son, make me an Erev to the east. So now it depends. If between him and his home, there's 2,000 amot. So he could get home. That's not a problem. But he can't get to his Eruv, because his Eruv is further out of town, and therefore it'll be more than that, le'ruvo yoter mikan. So then he is considered to be a town dweller. And he hasn't lost anything, because the Eruv isn't the kosher Eruv, so we just ignore the Eruv. And therefore he's mutar le'beto, so he has, like anybody else in town, 2,000 amot in all directions. And he's not allowed to use the area that his Eruv would have given him more. Now, Rashi asks, what about the Gemara that we had before? Where a guy was traveling, and he had in mind to get to a place which turns out to be too far, then he wasn't Kone Shvita even where he is, and Lo Yazuz Mimakomo, he can't budge. So how come over here, if he thought he was going to have an Eruv, how come he doesn't have a problem and he's allowed to be like anybody else in town? Says Rashi, there's no comparison between the cases. We always assume that where a guy has a home, if he doesn't get an Eruv, that his das is to remain at home. But over there, you're talking about a guy who needs to define his Mokum Shvita in the middle of a desert. He's in the wilderness. So if he does not intend to be Kena Shvita, and instead his mind was to be in somewhere else, it turns out he can't get to that place, he was never Kona Shvita anywhere. Mashaykin over here, he has a home, he doesn't need to be Kona Shvita. It's min hastam that a person wants to be in his home if he doesn't have anywhere else. And he's able to get to his home. It's interesting that there are other tirutzim in the Rishonim that are very different. So Rabbi Yonatan, for instance, he says that the difference is that over there, it's a knas that we gave him because he should have been mechaven to how far it is and not taken chances. Whereas over here, he has a home. He doesn't... Okay, but then the Magen Avraham points out that there's many differences, la'aloka, between these two taimim in different cases. But in any event, the Rashi seems very, very clear-cut here. Now comes a part of the Mishnah that makes absolutely no sense, at least from a simple understanding of the Mishnah, which is as follows. How about if his Erev is 2,000 amot away and his house is further away? Now, that's a little strange. We said that his Erev was to the west and he's to the east. How in the world could it possibly be closer to his Erev than it is to his house? Okay, now this is the Gemara is going to explain to us. So if he's closer to his Erev than he is to his home, so then he's usher to his house, and he's not considered to be a member of the city for that matter, but he's mutter to the Eruv. Now, let me tell you something else. If you put your Eruv within the Ibura Shelir, remember the Ibura Shelir was that extra area that we go outside, and these additional homes are within Shivim Amot and two-thirds of the town, that doesn't do a darn thing. It's like putting your Eruv in another home in the city. You lived in the city, you still live in the city. You didn't change anything by putting an Erev in the city. An Erev, by definition, Richie, has to be outside of the city, and that means outside of the Ibor of the city. So lo asav lo klum. But even one Amma outside of the Tchum, now obviously that can't mean outside of the Tchum literally, because you can't put an Erev outside the Tchum because you can't get there. So what it means is outside of the Tchum of the Ibor, as we're going to clarify in the Gemara. So then even if it's one Amma, then the Erev is actually a valid Erev. And therefore, you can now walk one additional Amma to the direction of your Erev, and one Amma less in the direction that otherwise you would have, because you moved out an Amma. So whatever it is, Mashin is Karu Mafsid, if it's 500 feet, he loses 500 feet on the other side. If it was the full Alpine, he loses the entire Alpine. So Mashin is Karu Mafsid. Now, we made the mistake, says the Gemara, of thinking, as all of us did, that Kasalka Daita, that when it says to the east, it means to the east of the house, and when it says to the west, it means to the west of the house, in which case the mission, of course, is absolutely ridiculous, unless you live in some hyperspace, because Bishlama, then the first part of Mishnah says, where it's closer to his home and he can get home within Alpayim Amma, but he can't get to the Erev, okay, that's very easy to understand. Leiruva Yetarikain, that Mashkachat, well, it's very easy to see a case where he can get home, the Matilabete, but Richie, Loma Teleiruva, he'd never be able to get to the Erev because it's further, but how the heck could he possibly get to his Erev before he gets to his home? Elahimen of Leiruva, Alpayim Amma, where do you get that case from? And to his house, it's more than that? Ekamashkachala, where do you get that from? Omrib Yitzchak, no, no. Obviously, any reader of the Mishnah immediately can see that the Mishnah is not referring to Mizrach and Marav of the home, because otherwise, this makes no sense at all. When it says Le Mizrach, it's not Le Mizrach Beito, Le Marav, Le Marav Beito. No, of course it doesn't mean that. It means he told his son to make an Erev to his east, meaning to the east of the sun, to the west of the sun. I don't know where that is in relation to his house, so that's all the Mishnah is saying. Depending on whether he'll get to that Erev first or to the house first, that's what it means. The Mizrach Beno, when it says Lamarav, it means Lamarav Beno. Says Rav Barifshah, I don't understand. Well, what exactly is the problem? It means exactly what it says. You don't know a little basic geometry. You're telling me, I can't imagine. How could he possibly get to the Erev before he gets to the house? Ah, oh, come on, man. It's very simple. Look at the diagram. He's got basically, you know, he's got an area of the diagonal in order to get to the house because he's out, not just directly what you'd think it means, he's directly in the direction of the west. No, he is actually to the east, and you're right, he's closer to the house, except the problem is that he's got to go along the diagonal because there's two lines you got to measure over here. And because of that, it's easy to have a case where you've got longer to walk in order to get home, even though if he was at a straight line, obviously he wouldn't be, but he's not in a straight line. So therefore, afilu tema lemizrach means the mizrach beito, nemarav means the marav beito. In a case, kegon, dekoy beite be'alachsuna, if there's a diagonal to his home, it can take him longer to get to his house than to get to his eruv. Anotein eruvo betoch iburasho. Here, therefore, it makes no difference. But if he puts it chutz l'tchum, even one am chutz l'tchum, how could he put an air of chutz l'tchum? Chutz l'tchum, obviously, I mean chutz l'tchum of the Ibor. So Masha Niskar, Hu Mafsid, whatever it is that he gains, one amma, 500 ammas, alpayim amma, he loses on the other side. Hey, that's not true. That's not true at all. Because, look, up till now he lived in the city, okay? What if the city is 50 kilometers wide? Can he walk the whole city? Yes. Now he put his tomb outside of the city. And now he's not living in the city. And now he just lost 50 kilometers. What are you telling me that he lost? Because of his ridiculous one amma, he now loses all of the 50 kilometers of the city other than the first 2,000 amot from where he is. Well, boy, that's a heck of a bigger hefset than one amma. So Mashin is car, but too low. He lost a lot. Take a look at how the Braita puts it. You put it within the Ibor, you're still a member of the city. But the moment that you put it outside of the Ibor, I don't care if it's even one Amma. Yes, you got that Amma. Thank you very much. Says Mistakerota Amma. He loses the whole city. Because he's going to have to count every step in the city towards his 2,000 amot in that direction. And he's not going to be allowed to walk one step further. So if that's the case, b'midata ir is olalo b'midata tchum? Answers the Gemara. Yes, yes. But our Mishnah still makes sense. Because the problem only occurs if the city is extending beyond the 2,000 amot that he had to walk in the direction of the city. But if it's a small town, and it is still included in the 2,000 amot, then the city shrinks to 4 amot, because it's all one area, as we saw before. And therefore, we're back to what we said, he doesn't lose. So lo kan shekan shekaltan midato b'chatziya ir, where he loses the rest of the city. And kan shekaltan, our Mishnah it's talking about, where kaltan midato b'sofa ir. And as Ravidi explained, because Ravidi quoted Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, as saying, Hayamoded uba, guy who's counting the tchum. And now he finds that he's ended up in the middle of a town. He can't walk any further. That's it. The cafe's out of reach. And Elo Ela Chatzia Yir. Well, it would probably be a Chabad house. Kalta Midato Besofa Yir. However, if he got all the way to the end of the city, then the whole city becomes Arba Amot, and now he can continue to walk outside of the city. Mashlimin Lo Et Hashar. Says Ravidi, you know, I am reporting the words of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, but I gotta tell you, Ein Elo Ela Divrei Neviut. This is like pure Ruach HaKodesh. You're trying to tell me this makes any sense. I can't tell you it makes any sense at all. The Rebbe says, wherever we find that Lashon, he's not making fun of it. He's saying, this must be such a subtle distinction. I can't even begin to understand what he's talking about. It's like pure Ruach HaKodesh. But we're going to see tomorrow about whether that holds up in our sugya, that approach. But in any event, Mali Kaltabachatziyar. I mean, in reality, well, what's the difference? Mali Kaltab is sofa here. I mean, the fact is, if your Mokum Shvi says out of the city, how does the city suddenly switch to being only Arba Amot when you have no particular relationship to the city? So this makes no sense. Now, tomorrow we're going to see that actually these are halachot that we have long assumed based on the Mishnayot. We just weren't paying attention. Omar Mar. O Kula Omavuy Mavuy Bifnei Atzmo. I don't get it. The Asri Ha'adadi. So then Mavoi Mavoi are also going to be Asri Ha'adadi. Hokba Mayaskinan, Kegon da Ovud Daka, Kiyodi Omravidi Barovin, Omrav Kista, Echad Bibne Mavoi, Shasa Daka le Pitro, Eno Oser Albane Hamavoi, Haitasharabim, Varish Arabi. Rabbi Zera Arva Lamata de Verupia, Velo Shavak Lashir, Omleba, my time of it, Marofi. I spoke to the Sabidida, and they tell me Rabbi Chiya Barashi was Ma'ariv Kula, and I figured, Amina Shmamina Yersha Yachid Vinazit Sharabi, that doesn't require a Shira. Yeah, well, I also talked to them, and they explained to me, the same people, the Omalei Anit Sabi, that it used to be an Ashpa, the Michab Gisa, but nowadays, the Panyala Ashpa, now you've got a city of Shnei Petachim, and it's also without a Shira. Amalei, well, can't win them all. Mavadatoi. Boy, mine rivami barada arpana'a miraba. How about a sulam on one side and a petach on the other mouth? Amalei, okay, marav, it still needs a shiur because it's sulam as a din of a petach alab. Amalei, Rav Nachman, pay no attention, lotatzitolei. Okay, rivado, amarav, sulam torat petach alab, vitorat mechitza alab. Torat mechitza alab, as we just said. Lamai said you do not require a shiur. And it's a Torah petach alav. Where would you want it to be a petach? In a case where you sulam shebein shtei chatzerot, we give it a din of a petach such that rotsu echad ma'arev, rotsu shnei ma'arevim, and you can either view it as separate or as one. Miyom Reb Nachman Hachi, didn't Reb Nachman quote Shmuel as saying that anche chotz v'anche mirpeset sheshachachu v'lo irvu? Yes. What do you mean? If logavom repesed asara, what good is the daka? So kiyav daka my havi. Well, there's a realm. So it's begufefed ad esramo. So it's therefore kiyav David daka. You're showing that you're being misalik yourself miach. Amr of Yehuda Amr Shmuel. Also, basically the same halacha. I don't care how many there are, even if there are more than 10 damot, they could still be called a mechitza, which we had already seen before Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel. But ask Rav Bruno, Rav Yehuda, b'matzad Rav Chanina, how can you say that Shmuel holds that a sulam as a din of a mechitza? Didn't Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel also say the case of the Anshei Merpeset and the Anshei Chatzer, sheshokhu v'lo yirvu im yesh lefanei adaka arba'a, ben einau ser, b'yirim lavo ser, eh? They said, please give us a guy we can trust to do a good job on an Erev. Omalei Labaya, you go and do that job, and you better make sure, I don't want any trouble. But it says Ein Ma'arvinet Kulatzan, which implies that at least Iboila Ruve Motzi Ma'arve, so I can't leave them as the shiur. I'll have to get a engineering report that demands that they make kavi. So Avidu kavi Iboila Ruve Derechalonot, at least they could have, and then I can use them as a shiur. He was about to do so when he said, wait a minute, lo boy, because Rabba Baravu was Ma'arav the whole Mechuzah, Arsiyata, why couldn't he make one big Erev? That was because of the period of Beit Turi. And obviously, he didn't leave any Shiur because Kol Chad V'Chad have a Shiur L'Chavre, and over there, there'd be no way they could have made an Erev even if they had wanted to because of the fact that they had those ditches there. Zani lo Ma'arav. So, therefore, we'll do it. No. They could have actually. But here, they can't. Hilkach, I better make those windows. About to present the window demand again, where it suddenly realized, whoops, kavilo boy. Now I know why Rebbe told me, chazidu lo mitzavcha lo bebe medrasha. This was to a city nearby. Well, what about Chadasha itself? What do you mean, what about Chadasha itself? If Chadasha is the shiur for the Gedola, then the Gedola is the shiur for the Gedola. I mean, a city the size that is so small it's become like Chadasha Mao. Ravuna Rav Yehuda, Chadam Raboy Shiur, Vachadam Raboy Shiur. Rabbi Shimon Amar, Shalosh Chatzerot, Om Rav Chama Baguim Rav Alok Rav Shimon. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rav Filo Bayit Achad, Vachatzer Achad. Chatzer Achad? Zagadach, I mean, Bayit Achad, Bichatzer Achad. Om Le Bayil Rav Yosef, is that like a Gemara that was become from his Rebbe? Is there a Svora? Om Le, what do you care? We're not Pascha like that. My Nafkal Amina, Om Le, Gemara, Gomer, Zmurat Atay. Mishaya b'mizra, v'amar levno arev li b'marav, b'marav v'amar levno arev li b'mizra, im yeshem enav lebeito alpayim ha'mav, and lei ruvo yoter. So then, mutal v'tova su lei ruvo? If lei ruvo is alpayim ha'mav, and lebeito yoter miken, so then he's also lebeito mutal lei ruvo. Hanotini te ruvo b'yibura shel ir, he doesn't do a darn thing. Lo asav alo klum, he just moved his house, so what's the difference? Nitano chutz atchum, afilo ama achat, mash and iskar, humafsi. Now, we thought, because our doctrine of the Mizrach means the Mizrach beto, the Marav means the Marav beto, so bishlame menev lebeto apay mama le ruva yeter miken, assuming it's all in a straight line. I mean, that makes a heck of a lot of sense. It's pretty normal, you know, for us earthlings. So mashkachano, the mati first lebeto, and you'll never make it to the Eruv. How the heck could it be further to your home than to your Erev? Amen. Erev Alpayim Lubeito Yeter Mekin. How's that? Om Rav Yitzchak. Nah, it doesn't mean Lemizrach, Mizrach Beito, Lemarav, Marav Beito. No. Lemizrach meant Lemizrach Beno. Lemarav meant Lemarav Beno. Rav Barav Shila says, well, what's the problem? Avil Tema Lemizrach means Lemarach Beito, Lemarav means Lemarav Beito. He may be in a straight line to his Erev and in a diagonal to his home. So what's the problem? But if it's Chutz Atchom, then it's a good Erev, and whatever. Chutz Atchom is a good Erev. obviously chutz of tchum means chutz of the yibur. Mashen is karo mafsid. Mashen is kar. That's all that he loses. V'tulova tanya notenet eruvo betoch yibur shelir lo asav lo klum. Netana chutz yibur shelir. Even one single amma. Oh yeah, mistakro ta'ama. But he just lost 50 kilometers in the other direction. He's mafsid kol yir kula. Nivdei shemidat ha'yir is counted towards his tchum, whereas before it wasn't. Yeah, okay, lokasha. That bright is talking about Shekal Tamida Tobachatzi Yair, he loses the rest of the city. But our Mishnah is talking about Shekal Tamida Tob at the end of the city, Besofa Yair. And that works out very well the way Rav Edi quotes Rabbi Shimon Levi. Don't Rav Edi, I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. Hayamodeid uba. And Ravini himself, who reported this from Rabbi Shimon Levi, says, whew, ain elo ela divrei neviut, because I sure don't understand. Mali kalta b'chatzia ir, mali kalta b'sofa ir.